on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A man's been charged by police investigating a burglary at a home in West Kent, which has left a couple with serious injuries. Nicola's got the details for KMFM.
Well, the husband and wife were allegedly tied up and had boiling water poured over them at a property in Halstead near Sevenoaks in April. 32-year-old Daniel Wallace, who's homeless, was arrested at Heathrow Airport on Tuesday. He's been charged with five offences, including grievous bodily harm and false imprisonment, and is due in court later. Two other men arrested in connection with the investigation have been bailed until September.
KMFM News.
A 73-year-old woman from Kent has died following a head-on crash in East Sussex, which has also left her husband fighting for his life. It happened on the A21 near Settlescombe just after 11 yesterday morning. The couple, who are from Aylesford, had been travelling in a Chevrolet which collided with a Citroen. A mother whose son fell into a gorilla enclosure at a zoo in the US can be heard pleading for help in a emergency call to services that's been released by police.
There's a male gorilla standing over him. I need someone to contact the zoo, please.
Okay.
Hey there, be calm. Be calm. Be calm. Who's dragging my son? I can't watch this.
Cincinnati Zoo has been criticised for a decision to shoot and kill the animal to protect the boy. Nearly 500,000 people have now signed a petition calling for police to investigate the child's parents.
KMFM News.
A Kent teacher is facing multiple life sentences after admitting more than 70 offences against children whilst working in Malaysia. Richard Huckle targeted youngsters from vulnerable communities and shared images of abuse on the dark web. The 30-year-old attacked up to 200 children over nearly a decade. Scott Chapman knew him when they were at school together in Ashford.
It makes you feel sick. A couple of the other guys that we were friends with have kids in this age range. He may have even been around our friends' kids at this age.
The NSPCC say he's left a trail of misery and devastated victims. He'll be sentenced tomorrow. It's understood a deal to save BHS could be announced in the next 24 hours. More than 10,000 jobs are at risk if it isn't brought. One potential buyer is believed to have been backed up by a new group. Kent police have been given more time to investigate allegations relating to the Conservative Party's election expenses. Officers are examining whether money was correctly declared during last year's fiercely fought campaign in South Thanet, which was won by Craig McKinley. The allegations concerns whether spending limits have been breached.
KMFM News.
More than £3,500 has been raised to help bring home a Sittingbourne man who was missing for 6 years. Matt Green, who disappeared in April 2010, was found last month in Spain, where he's being treated in a psychiatric unit. He's been reunited with his parents whilst a family friend has set up a campaign to help cover the costs of getting him back to the UK. A top award has been given to the people in Kent who help search for the missing vulnerable people. Kent Search and Rescue have been given the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, the highest award for people who give up their own time to help others. Around 130 volunteers are part of the group, which was called out more than once a week last year. Paul Lewis is Operations Director at KSAR.
We're quite a modest team. You know, we regard ourselves as just doing our work, but it is really nice to be recognised for the time and dedication. I mean, apart from the actual search hours, there's three times that number of hours put in to keep the skills up to date and training.
And the Kent couple from Gogglebox are going to be doing an abseil to raise money for the hospital that looked after their son since being diagnosed with epilepsy. Steph and Dom will be joined by patients and supporters for the 100-foot abseil down the Golden Jubilee Wing at King's College in London later this month.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. first-choice.co.uk.
Football and England captain Wayne Rooney says he feels as good as he's ever felt going into a major championship. They face Portugal at Wembley tonight in their final Euro 2016 warm-up match. It'll be his first tournament as captain of his country.
I've been really excited to play in this team and nothing's changed. Excited and proud to lead the team into the tournament, and I really believe we've got a good enough squad to do well.
Kickoffs at 7:45, and in cricket, Kent will be looking to continue their winning start to this season's T20 Blast tonight. The Spitfires are travelling to face Hampshire away after beating Somerset by 8 wickets in the opening game of the competition. Sam Billings returns to the Kent side after the time away playing in the Indian Premier League. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read
Watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent at kentonline.co.uk.